All right, Wednesday evening, 11:10:21. We're looking at a no-nonsense book of the Revelation, in case you didn't know. And this is just a little extra part two. So, let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 first. Verse 40 here. Let's read 39. Let's read 38. Well, you know what? All right. But God giveth it a body, as hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. When people say, well, we're just all animals, then the Bible does not support that. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So last week we looked at there that the celestial is heavenly and the terrestrial is earthly. Okay? And there is no mixing. No mixing of the celestial with the terrestrial. Okay. All right. Genesis 1. I want to look at that. Verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So we also see this here. God talked about the creatures, but then man was put in a higher place. And God said, let us make man in our image. Man is God class. Our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. All right, even when he goes on to talk about 29, he's talking about the seed. It bears after its kind. In God's kingdom, there's divine order, and divine order is kind with kind. We don't cross those perimeters. All right, as we looked at last week, aliens are extraterrestrials. They're a result of two different DNA patterns being mixed together, man and angel. They were similar in their physiology. And the scripture, well, we'll look at the scripture here in a minute. And it appears that they could reproduce because of what happened, okay? It's not that the angels could not, as some on some of the channels that we listen to, one in particular, that just doesn't believe angels can't. So it wasn't about that. And they're missing the point entirely. If that were true, we wouldn't be in this mess. But it wasn't that they couldn't, it's that they shouldn't. All right? All right, it was not that they couldn't, it's that they shouldn't. But that was forbidden for doing so. They were disrupting God's divine order by doing what they did. And they knew. I read in the book of Enoch about Simjaja. He said, well, I guess I'll be the only one to do this great sin. And they said, no, we'll contrive together with you, all 200 fallen angels. We will do this great sin. They knew what they were doing. They went in with their eyes wide open. All right, now look at Matthew 22. People say, what's that got to do with anything? It's got everything to do with everything we're dealing with right now. Everything. 22:30. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. That's the celestial. But are as the angels of God in heaven. See, until we're changed, when we're changed, we become celestial. And so there will be no marriage or being given in marriage. Can you imagine how it would have been if the fall hadn't happened? I believe we'd produce offspring by faith. I saw a deal the other day. It was creepy. It showed these little pods, little egg-shaped deal. And they would take the sperm from the male and the egg from the woman, and they put it in this little deal and watch their baby grow. They could just put it in their house like you'd put a plant stand. They could see the baby developing inside this pod. It may seem far-fetched, but I don't think that it's... I've seen a deal where they actually produced a womb and took a baby lamb when it was early in its stage and put it into this thing, and that thing grew and was born. Yeah. Creepy. All right, in Genesis 6, we see the outright rebellion of this tainting of the bloodline. Okay, we're going to look at that. Genesis 6. We're going to start first one there. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. See, they married them. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah was unpolluted. He was the last man standing, pretty well. All right? His bloodline had not been tainted, or his DNA messed with, or whatever you want to call it. All right, Genesis 3 plainly shows Satan's agenda to keep the Messiah from coming forth by tainting the bloodline. This is Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. So I've made this statement before, and I don't remember where I read this, but that every woman from the time, even Eve, they thought when they had a son that that might possibly be the one, the Messiah. That they didn't know when he was coming. It was a long time, but they thought any potential son that was born could have been the one that would deliver them. Okay. The book of Revelation clearly lays out the war between the genetically pure and those that have their genes altered. Okay. Even though Messiah did come and Satan was unsuccessful in keeping him from his mission to save humanity, Satan has now waged a war against all his seed that be the born again. All right. Revelation 12 tells the story of all of creation. All right, let's look at that. We've read it many times, but maybe you haven't viewed it this way. And there appeared, verse 1, a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. That's where he's going to rule, with a rod of iron from his throne. I just caught that. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of her, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Just think about in Genesis. How long did they hang around there before they tempted Eve? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I believe these angels in Genesis 6 were the ones that were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So he's now making war with Jesus' seed, us. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Is it too asinine to believe that the green man actually maybe did have sex with Eve? It's not too far-fetched when you think about what the other angels did with earth women. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. I wonder if that's Noah's flood. I don't know. That's weird. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Doesn't that kind of pretty well cover what all that transpired and what all happened? See, the Bible's not in chronological order. Like I said, it's like a producer, he is working on one scene from the movie. It might be in the middle of the movie. But that's kind of the way this is. It switches around like you're going to this scene, and then like in movies, and you switch to this scene. Meanwhile, back at the farm, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. All right. Verses, we read that. Okay. So this is where we sit in history. Satan is warring against the church and trying to compromise as many of us as he can. Just a note here, when we were changed from terrestrial to celestial, I already told you this, there is no marriage. It is entirely different. I believe it was Jesse Duplantis that spoke about this in his book, The Third God Kind, Third Dimension, or whatever. That he believes that what Jesse had to say was that in heaven it was different, was not the same, but it was better. It was concerning marriage and those kind of relationships. He said it was different and it was better. All right. All right, it would be God's original divine order, probably. All right. So if God, if it's His order, it has to be great. All right. Okay. What we're dealing with today are hybrids. You know, terrestrials with extraterrestrials. I remember hearing Gene Decode say that most of the grays and reptilians are gone. In fact, in my intel that I'm going to share later, I think it was Sherry Ray, she said all the reptilians have been wiped out. They're gone, but there are many hybrids left to deal with, is what Gene had said. Not sure what all that means, but the good part is they are all going into the pit for their disobedience. Anything out of divine order, God does not accept. Period. It's black and white. It's not wishy-washy and gray like most Christians are. I'm telling you, it's not. Most people are, period. All right, Leviticus 19:19. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Here is some information that I believe that is relevant to this subject. GMOs. What's a GMO? Genetically modified organism. Genetically refers to genes. Genes are made up of DNA, which is a set of instructions for how cells grow and develop. Okay. If you read food labels, you can plainly see the disclaimer on the package saying no GMOs. Lord only knows how long they've been modifying our food supply. See their agenda. That's Agenda 21. This is the UN New World Order agenda to depopulate the planet, the Georgia Guidestones in essence. What is mRNA? mRNA, from what I understand, has been in vaccines all along. So what is it? It is not a vaccine because it does not elicit an immune response. It is genetic engineering. This was from IsraelNationalNews.com. This is from Genome.gov. Genetic engineering is the process of using recombinant DNA or rDNA technology to alter genetic makeup of an organism. Genetic engineering involves the direct manipulation of one or more genes. The conclusion? They're playing God. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Are they playing God? Are they sitting in the high places of authority and giving their expert opinions that are straight from the pit of hell? You bet. Knowing this and allowing this to be done to you, speaking of the jab, I believe you seal your own fate. This is just like the days of Noah that Jesus talked to his disciples about. Most are clueless, especially Christians. They're going to argue with you about the rapture. And they don't see what's going on around them. They just take whoever or whatever. They don't care. As long as I get my meds, I don't care. I'm happy. All right, Matthew 24. I'm so thankful the Lord woke us up, aren't you? We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But as, this verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. In other words, they were still asleep. They were still watching their TVs every night. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, if the goodman of the house had known and what watched the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. They can't say we didn't try to tell them, can they? Okay. Bill Gates' COVID patent number is 2020-060606. COVID, C-O-V, space, I-D, mark of the beast. I'll let you be the judge. Quite possible. I can't say the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, but the signs are all around us. If not now, when? I mean, I know they thought Hitler was the Antichrist, but and the world wars affected the whole world, but really there was just certain nations that happened to. It didn't happen all over the world, but now it's all over the world. All right, Revelation 13. verse 8 first. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All right, if your name is not in the book of life, then you know what book it's in, right? All right, 16 through 18. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for the number is it is the number of man. His number is 666. All right, turn to 14 now, verse 9. And the third angel followed him, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Yeah. People will say, well, you know, I just didn't know. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. You better be following Jesus. It's like I told the Lord, I was walking around my flower beds, and I said, Lord, I want to be just like Keith Moore. If you stop, my nose is right in your back. That's how close I want to follow you. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. Do follow them. I personally believe that all the vaccines of our time have been part of this agenda. They've been using us as lab rats. We have been experiments. All right, Revelation 19. Verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both great, small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. That be us. And the beast was taken. And with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. All right, 24. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. As soon as I woke up this morning at 5 a.m., the Spirit spoke these words to me. He said, it is an experiment, but the experiment will fail. He gave me this reference in Daniel chapter 2. In fact, I had to just go straight to that before I started reading, make sure I didn't let it get past me. All right, 2. We're going to start with verse 31. Thou, O king, this is Daniel interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the statue. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. That's the part I want you to, the last part, the feet of iron and clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. See, okay. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the Lord of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. So he was Babylon. He that was his system. And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as the iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with my clay. As the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with my clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. What we've been talking about. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. So we are that last kingdom that is about to crumble. God is bringing it down. The vaccine is a human experiment. They're trying to change us, to mess up our DNA, just like in Noah's day. This is called transhumanism. What is transhumanism? This comes from a website called thecut.com. A recent New York Times story revealed that Jeffrey Epstein, alleged sex trafficker and mega-rich financier, has long-held beliefs in transhumanism, defined by the Times as the science of improving the human population through technologies like genetic engineering and artificial intelligence. This is from Hal Turner. He has a book called The God Gene. He talks about the VMAX gene. He says it is the God gene. He says that the vax illuminates the God gene. He said that when you are tested for COVID, they are actually taking some of your DNA and looking for the God gene so they can find out whether you're a Christian or not. Sounds like to me that it is to target the ones that are not vaccinated or target those that are born again. This is basically GMOs, genetically altering a person. Just like they have gone against God's divine order in producing food, they're going against God's divine order in messing with our DNA through vaccination. Remember Klaus Schwab and his Fourth Reich agenda? It is transhumanism. See, as they continue to, they found that you can't just take one. You have to take another, and then in 6 months you have to take another, and you have to take another, you have to take another, you have to take another. Blah, 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 blah. I saw a deal, it was on TikTok, and it was this, I guess it was a lady or a transgender or something, it was weird. But they looked like a clown, and they said they were in gulag number so-and-so, and they had been in this last variant for 85 years or something like that. But we have hope. Our Lord Fauci has told us if we will just obey and be good, that maybe in 20 or 30 years we'll actually get a break. You know, something like, it was just ridiculous. It's like it never ended. Why? Because what Klaus Schwab wants to do is make you part robot, and they control everything you do by the nanotech or whatever it is. Okay? Part of that agenda is the agenda of the Third Reich. They put people in concentration camps. They either exterminated them or they did experiments on them during World War II. Just think how Hollywood has mirrored this, projecting these images onto us like this. The Iron Man. The mutant movies, I forget what they were called, but there were several of them where they were mutants. They were part this and part that and had all these weird powers. The superheroes like Captain America or Superman or Spider-Man, they've all been altered to be the way they are, okay? They have set the stage, and now they are pushing back on us hard to fall in line with their plan. Don't despair. God has a plan. Jesus the Rock has chosen a man from the Christ line. Christ just means anointed. Donald John Trump is from the Christ lineage, and he has been the chosen rock, if you will. Some prophets have said he is the wrecking ball. What does a wrecking ball do? It's a big rock on a chain, and it goes. That's what Donald Trump is doing. All right? What does the wrecking ball do? Just what he is doing, draining the swamp and bringing all the deep state towers down. It is breaking the toes of the statue Nebuchadnezzar dreamed about. It is crumbling and ushering in the kingdom of God on this earth. All these 34 sites that they're targeting, which I'll read to you and I am in my intel, it has to do with all of these Babylonian satanic worship sites. Okay? One more deal of scripture. Revelation chapter 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded. This is the last trumpet. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before him on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroyed the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven. There was seen in his temple the ark of the testament. There were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.